Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In a two-hour Frontline special that begins tonight at 8 p.m. Central on SDPB-TV, the focus is on President Trump's fight against the investigation of his campaign and whether or not he obstructed justice. Trump's showdown follows the president's battle against the special counsel, the FBI, and even his own attorney general. Joining us to preview the new Frontline documentary is producer Jim Gilmore. Jim, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Lori. Great to be here.
There's so much in this two-hour special. It's one of my favorite things about Frontline is you can take this history as it's happening and then put it in one place and make those connections for us because, frankly, there's so much happening, it's hard to keep up with the news on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's a historic time in Washington, D.C., and it's we're being battered by story after story after story, and it's sometimes difficult to sort of connect the dots. And I think that's what we try to do is we look back at the past 2 years and we look at this fight, this battle going on between the president and his own government, the DOJ and the FBI, his attitude towards the press, his attitude towards his own attorney general, as you said, the firing of Jim Comey, the head of the FBI. And all of this is being due to a large extent because of the investigations that have been dogging at his heels since day number one of his administration. So what we try to do is we look at we sort of try to sort the wheat from the chaff. We look at some of the events that have taken place in over the last two years to better understand how we've gotten to the point where we are right now, where midterm elections are coming up. There's possibility of impeachment of the president, and the Mueller investigation will probably be coming out with their conclusions at some point soon after the elections. And so it's a pivotal point for this president. It's a pivotal point for the government itself, due to the fact of the way the president has chosen to fight the allegations, fight the suspicions due to the investigations, and has therefore been attacking his own Justice Department and FBI.
Yes, a pivotal point for the FBI and the Department of Justice as well, not to be understated.
Really is.
Yeah.
I mean, we've rarely seen relations like this between important institutions of the government and the executive office, and it's been going on now, you know, really since the firing of Comey. I mean, we the film tracks those important turning points. So we track the how we got, or the president got to the point of firing Comey. We follow the events around and how we got to a Mueller appointment and investigation. We have many sort of bios of all the important players within all this so that we can better understand who they are and what their relations are. So we try to provide the chronology in a intelligent fashion that helps to connect the dots. And I think that's sort of what Frontline is. One of the things that Frontline does best is it takes the headlines of the day and it gives us some perspective on what is really taking place behind closed doors.
Take me back to that moment, you know, before the inauguration, the first time James Comey meets President-elect Trump in Trump Tower, and the significance of that private meeting where Comey has to tell the president-elect an uncomfortable piece of news.
Yeah, I mean, it was really a important turning point for how relations develop between the president and Comey, and also with the intelligence community in general, with the intelligence community, the NSA, the CIA, the DOJ. But this briefing, which was on January 6th of 2017, before he was president, a couple of weeks before the inauguration, all these heads of the intelligence divisions came together to brief the president on the Russian investigation, what we knew, why they were so sure that they had become involved in our elections, and what their intentions were. And they had agreed beforehand that at the end, there was this steel dossier that was out there that had, they knew were in the hands of a lot of different people, including the press, and they felt the president needed to know about it. To reduce the embarrassment of the briefing, because there is some amazingly sensitive material in it about the president's supposed behavior in the Soviet Union with prostitutes and such, none of it proved. Some of the details in the dossier proved a lot of it not, but they decided they needed to talk to him about it, and they decided that it'd be best man on man, and Jim Comey was the one that was chosen to talk to the president. And the importance of this one moment is that afterwards, people that know what happened define the fact that the president saw this as an assault on his legitimacy, on the legitimacy of his winning the presidency, and he it started sort of the bad blood between him and Jim Comey, and it started defines to some extent his attitude towards what he calls the deep state, and the fact that he felt that he was not being getting the cooperation, the loyalty that he needed from the people that ran the NSA, the CIA, the DOJ, and the FBI. So it's an important turning point where sort of everything else comes from originally. You have to look back at this moment to sort of better understand it. Mm-hmm. And one other thing about which we found fascinating was we talked to Jay Johnson, who is the former head of Homeland Security, who is a good friend of Jim Comey. And when he heard that Jim Comey was going to brief the president on this dossier, he told him, you have to understand the potential for creating a very bad relationship with the president here. And Jim Comey did not quite understand what he was really getting into.
Mm-hmm. And both men immediately see after this meeting. I mean, Jim Comey sees it because he immediately goes and writes a memo about the conversation, which he will continue to do virtually every time he sits with the president and document all of their conversation. And the president-elect Trump at the time expresses to his people close to him that he feels like he's being shaken. I mean, he immediately has this sense that it's a shakedown for him and that he's under threat.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we found. And the problem is, of course, it's very hard to run a government if the different divisions and the president and the DOJ, the FBI, they don't trust each other, and this one moment is sort of puts a focus on that, defines sort of exactly what those relationships were like and why it became so difficult as we went along, as the investigations continued for Trump to sort of deal with these gentlemen that sort of ran these organizations. And of course, that's a very dangerous thing because he went to war against the DOJ. He's gone to war against Sessions since the very early days, or as soon as Mueller was appointed, and that causes a government where the public looks at and doesn't quite understand, why it's operating in this fashion, and people in the FBI feel that it lessens their ability to do their jobs, and certainly the arguments and the fights going on with the heads of these divisions is an extraordinary thing. And it also, I mean, what happens is sort of as the president sort of during the period of time and sort of what we look at is the evolution of the way he's tried to deal with what he feels is this assault on his legitimacy, mm-hmm. to the point, at some point his lawyers are working with Mueller, but eventually he decides that in fact this is not ever going to be done. It's taking too long, and he goes at a very different direction when he hires on Rudy Giuliani as his lawyer, and they really at that point go to war in a very partisan way against what he considers to be his enemies. With the realization, as Rudy Giuliani said, is that this is to some extent is all about impeachment, and if it's really about impeachment and this threat is out there, we're going to have to fight this war in a hand-to-hand battle here, and make sure that we protect the president. And if that the consequences of that or that it denigrates these institutions. Well, that's just what's going to have to be done, which again is an amazing historic sort of situation we find ourselves in.
Some of the words that are being thrown out by, you know, the president himself frequently on Twitter and at press conferences is this, you know, this witch hunt, this anti-Trump bias, and now you're hearing more and more the word coup being thrown around as what he perceives, or, you know, what his supporters perceive is happening inside the Department of Justice. And then on the other hand, you have people like Rod Rosenstein who are trying to, you know, assert the independence of the Department of Justice. What's at stake here for the American people as these two, you know, as some of these really harsh language is thrown back and forth?
Well, I mean, that's the question, is what are the ramifications, you know, in years to come? I mean, these are essential institutions that we depend upon for our security. You know, whether Rosenstein is eventually fired, whether Attorney General Sessions is fired, all of that possibly is very likely after the elections. How the confidence of the American public is in the fact that the rule of law is working, and so that even a president, if he's involved in things which are illegal or detrimental to the country, there should be consequences to that. These are huge debates that will be coming right after the coming elections. These elections will have huge consequences. If the Democrats do win the House and or the Senate, there will be potential for even further attacks between the Congress and the White House, and it'll make it very difficult for anything to be accomplished in the Congress in the next couple of years. So, and whether in fact, you know, what does the Mueller investigation have? I mean, they've been very, very quiet since they started up, and they've come out here and there with very impressive indictments against the Russians that were involved in the hacking and against some of the people that worked with the Trump campaign. So they've been very busy, and all that information, whatever they have, will probably come out one way or the other, even if in fact Rosenstein and Sessions are fired. Is there a possibility that Mueller would be fired as well? I mean, there's a lot more, quite a few more chapters to be told in this story. But one of the things if you look back at the last 2 years and the events that have taken place and the firings and the attacks and the arguments and the fight that's going on down in Washington, it almost seems like it's a movie. It's so dramatic. And what we tried to do in this 2 hours is to capture some of that and to talk about some of the issues at hand you know, what some of the consequences might be.
Yeah, I was watching this yesterday in the office, and I paused it and took off my headphones and almost shouted, "This is such a great story if it wasn't really happening." I wish it was a very dramatic movie, but the consequences seem so weighty that you have this moment where you dropped into the story and as it's told and unfolding, and then you realize, oh yeah, this is we're living through this particular history.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they're going to be talking about this for decades to come. I mean, it is, you know, the government and the way the institutions operate, the relationships between the executive and Congress and Justice Department and then the courts is all being radically shaken up by a president who's different than any other president we've ever had, a president who's had no experience in Washington or government service, who's a businessman who came at it with that point of view and didn't sort of know or think about the consequences of some of his actions, which take place despite what his lawyers want him to do, despite a lot of what his advisors want to do. So it's going to be a very interesting next couple of months, that's for sure, and certainly the next couple of years. And what will take place, or what the what the end results of all this will be is not known at this point. And but certainly this White House is fighting a war right now against those that he thinks might bring about impeachment towards him, and that battle is just about to play out.